The UK Report.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. This Weinstein reach goes as far as London. Adam.
It does. We know that Scotland Yard is investigating, it looks like, five claims in all from two women, one of whom is anonymous and claims that she was raped by Harvey Weinstein at his film company offices in West London. But the other has named herself. The actress Lizette Anthony says she was raped and assaulted at her London home in the 1980s and says she felt disgusted and embarrassed afterwards. Of course, Mr. Weinstein has denied any allegations of non-consensual sex, but these claims are snowballing. They're not going away. And clearly investigations in several parts of the planet now.
Mm. Hurricane Ophelia.
Yes, it's exactly 30 years ago. Well, 30 years and 1 hour since Britain began to be lashed by the worst storm in three centuries, a hurricane that officially wasn't a hurricane. It caused deaths and an awful lot of damage. And here we are 30 years later, and you're right, Hurricane Ophelia, at least what's left of Hurricane Ophelia, and that's a fair bit, is now heading into the west coast of Ireland and ultimately the west coast of England and Wales, all the way from the Caribbean, which is very rare, although officially it won't be a hurricane by the time it actually lands. But nonetheless, it is, you know, out in the Atlantic, it's made its way all the way here.
Yep.
It wants a warm welcome, but somehow we're not really in the mood for it.
No, I don't think so. Thank God it'll lose a bit of intensity. Look, before you go, tell us about the Bournemouth fisherman.
Oh, this is extraordinary, yeah. One of those strange stories. Yeah, a guy called Sam Quilliam. He spent the last 3 days telling everyone about this. It's quite a tale. Fishing off Boscombe Pier in Dorset, he caught a fish. He gave it a kiss, which apparently is something anglers do by way of celebration. And when the fish then jumped into his mouth and ultimately down his throat. And we're not talking a tiddler. We're talking a 6-inch or 14-centimetre Dover sole, which blocked his windpipe, sent Sam into cardiac arrest, and he stopped breathing for about 3 minutes. There was a passing paramedic. Isn't there always a passing paramedic? Perhaps not. Anyway, he's managed to pull the fish out and bring Sam back, and Sam is absolutely fine. I have to say, the Dover sole didn't have such a happy ending. I think it was lemon-based with a little bit of black pepper.
There's no doubt about you. Isn't he wonderful? Adam Gilchrist in London.